Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
You guys think are going to happen in 2022? Do you think it's going to be an absolute poop show, or do you think 2022 is going to be a calm, easygoing year? I think it's going to be, as you see the meme, 2022, as in another 2020. I think it's going to be somewhere in between, but I want to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So my predictions for 2022, and I got that radar and I got that Spidey sense. 2022 is going to be very, very dramatic. It won't have the same type of drama as 2020. It's going to be a little, it's going to have some very weird twists off of 2021, but I think 2022 is going to be probably one of the most dramatic years yet post-COVID. And remember, we've only had 2 years. And now, one such reason is we have the Olympics, we have another election, we have a lot of civil unrest, we have this kind of brewing towards a civil war. I don't think we're going to a civil war, but this is what I think. So here are some of my predictions, and I could go into some detail with this, but first and foremost, we got the election coming up, the midterm election. I do predict a red wave, because the pendulum always swings back. And so people are very, very frustrated. They don't like the mandates. They don't think Biden, you know, came through on his promises. And anything that Biden might have done that was positive didn't really get highlighted, you know, after everything that happened with Afghanistan and mandates and still him threatening possibly domestic travel mandates with flights. And I think there's going to be a rebound. However, the election is not going to be without its drama, because there is going to be a lot of discussion on cheating. There's going to be dead ballots. There's going to be concerns of the software. There's going to be this confusion with mail-in ballots and people not getting a ballot, or them getting two, or them filling out a ballot for a dead relative. So I think the election is going to be another poop show. I think there's going to be a lot of drama, and nobody is going to say either side is going to feel that the results are accurate because of all the potential in cheating with the mail-in ballots. So I think from an election standpoint, it is going to be a mess. But the reason why even more dramatic than the last one is because if there is a red wave, we're going to start hearing from the Democratic side that they saw cheating, or they saw. So we're going to have a reboot of how we do our elections based on you know, both sides now seeing that there could be integrity issues with the election. Inflation. All right. Inflation is going to rise. It's going to continue to rise, but it'll all depend on what spending the Biden administration and Congress does. If they push through, and we think they are still going to push through, build back better, more spending, because they see that there's a ticking time bomb come November and the 2022 midterms, then I think there's going to be some rash sort of legislation as their last big hurrah until Republicans start to take control of Congress again, which means I think inflation is going to go up. If they start to read the tea leaves and go, okay, wait a second, we need to maybe kind of slow our roll, let's build this up, let's, you know, kind of slow some of these, you know, these changes that have been spurring a lot of criticism, it might flatten a little bit, but I'm expecting inflation to rise even worse next year. Another prediction is Dallas Cowboys are going to be in the Super Bowl. Okay, I mean, look, I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan. Dallas Cowboys are rocking it. They're division leaders right now. And as long as nobody gets COVID and everybody stays tight and nobody breaks a toe or a clavicle or a hamstring, and as I always predict, hurts their groin, we could be looking at a Dallas Cowboys Super Bowl. Just a thought. Even though I have money on the Bucks in the Super Bowl and the Bucks winning the Super Bowl because I made that last year, I am open to Dallas Cowboys being in the Super Bowl as well. All right. In terms of new variants in COVID, there is going to be another COVID variant, obviously, because we still don't know who's leaking the stuff. We still don't know if there's lab issues. We know that it's rampant, and with the vaccination waxing and waning, there will be new variants. But one prediction that's not coming from me, but from others, is H5N1, the bird flu, could be making its very ugly encore in terms of this year affecting humans, as millions, or I think even more birds have been culled because of H5N1. So I predict we might be seeing H5N1 veer its ugly head. Beijing Olympics is coming up February 4th. I think the Beijing Olympics is going to be a poop show. I think because people are so mad at what happened with COVID and nobody believes them that it happened with bat soup at a fish market, I think there's going to be a lot of diplomatic drama. And I think there's going to be, again, more COVID rules, even if the wave starts to drop down. And there's going to be a lot of accusing and finger pointing, and people are going to be pretty mad at Beijing, mad at China, and I just think it's not going to be the typical Olympics, and it's going to be a poop show. Moreover, I think we're going to start to see Putin move forward with its invasion or attack of Ukraine or something else. We're also, I think, going to see Beijing probably move forward on Taiwan. I think they see a very narrow window of opportunity before, let's say, President Trump comes back into power, if that happens. So I do predict that we are going to see some issues with Putin, and because, again, the timing is right. Everybody's distracted with COVID. People are working from home. Fauci's going to retire. That's my prediction. I think Dr. Fauci is going to retire. I think they're already talking about some of the money that he's going to make. I think he's going to get, $350,000 pension. I'm not entirely sure. I think Dr. Fauci is going to, and I don't blame him because it's been an absolute poop show. And you can't be in that position where you're a doctor and in the media and in politics. It just doesn't work and you lose a lot of credibility. I think he's done with the death threats and I think he's done with people ripping on him. I think there's going to be a surge of homeschooling. We're going to have a huge exodus of parents taking their kids out of school. So those are some of my predictions. I want to hear from you guys. 1-877-DR-DALLY, 1-877. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800. And mention this ad, you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Doc-a-dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so I'm kind of looking some things up here. I am a little confused. And when I am a little confused, I share that with you, too. Okay, it's just one of those things where I'm not going to be shy about it. I'm a little, you know, it makes me, I think, a little bit more humble. Don't expect me to always have all the answers, because I don't. But it's just, I'm wondering if I'm missing something. And I sometimes turn to you guys as my listeners to kind of give me some direction. Not direction on the show. I know where you guys want me to take the show. And please, we're going to keep it clean. But in terms of, maybe you guys have a little bit more insight than I. So one of the headlines today is that Israel has documented the first case of flu rona. My Sharona, no, flu rona, meaning a case of somebody having both flu and COVID. Now, I might be confused, but haven't we had flu coronavirus co-infections for a while? In fact, didn't we report that there were already deaths from people that had not only COVID, but COVID plus flu and COVID plus pneumonia? The CDC reports that in their flu view. So I'm a little confused why this is a headline. And Israel is usually on top of it. I mean, Israel is, if anything is going to happen with something infectious disease-wise, Israel has been kind of one of the first to report it. So I'm not sure why this is a headline. So this comes out of Yerushalayim, Jerusalem. Israel had documented the first case of flurona, a simultaneous coronavirus and influenza virus infection reported by the Yediot. And the double infection was first identified in a woman this week at Rabin Medical Center in Itilov, in Petach Tikva. Sorry, hope I'm pronouncing it right. My father would be mad if I mispronounce it, but it's Petach Tikva. According to the hospital, the new mother, who is not vaccinated against flu or COVID, is feeling well, expected to be discharged. So the health ministry is examining the case. The case is mild. It's a flu and COVID infection. We had it last year. Am I missing something? I'm looking at the date. This is December 30th, 2021. So that came out today. I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm not exactly sure why this was something that was. We have had flu and coronavirus co-infection, I thought, from the beginning. Now, the flu, obviously, was a milder season last year. We still had cases of flu. We still had my previous students who were currently residents were like, yeah, we're taking care of patients. They're both positive for flu and COVID. Not to the degree that we would have expected during a very robust flu season in the past, but yeah. So, I'm just a little confused. Now, again, Israel, I'm a big fan of their research, big fan, obviously, of, how they, get us some of the latest and the greatest in terms of what's been happening with the vaccines and what's been happening with COVID. But this is odd that is it that we're trying to go viral now with flu-rona? Is that what we're trying to do? We're supposed to be, is that supposed to be the new name, the flu-rona? I don't like it. It's better than Koro-U or Corona-Lu. You could call it Corona-Lu. Flu-Rona or Corona-Lu. Which do you prefer? I don't know. I know people call it the Rona. I don't know if I'm into that either. It just seems so 70s to me, My Sharona. So I am noticing a very big disparity in people knowing what they have, people knowing what to do in terms of treatment, and the attention that should be given onto flu. Now, I told you guys this last year. The big mistake we were making is everything was all about COVID, and we didn't have any medication for COVID. We have some medication for flu that we could use to try to limit the course of the illness, but somebody calls on telemedicine saying, I have flu. Or I have COVID. How the heck do I know? And we are not supposed to be using Tamiflu or other flu medications for coronavirus. We know those don't seem to work. And some people are like, Dr. Dahl, yeah, who cares? Just throw everything at them, whatever they want, whatever they can, whatever will work. You don't understand. All right. This H5N1 avian flu has been kind of lurking around. Have you guys been keeping an eye on that? Apparently Israel had to, I think, call millions of birds, and we hear every now and then that millions of birds or chickens or whatever are getting killed because of H5N1. H5N1 keeps coming up. It is a bird flu that I believe has been identified in humans, but even though a human could get it from a bird, we technically have not, I don't believe, solidified the ability for it to go from human to human. It's just a mutation away, though. And so, if I remember correctly, when we had previous bird flu outbreaks, or avian flu illnesses, Tamiflu was what we would use as humans. And there was a shortage of Tamiflu. Now, I don't want any resistance happening with Tamiflu, or Xofluza, or any of these flu medications that are out there that we could use for possibly a future H5N1. So, I want to know that if somebody has the flu, it was swapped. I understand there's a COVID test kit shortage, but I don't believe we're short on flu test kits because they were geared up for the 2019-2020 season and then the 2021. And now here we are, 21 to 22. We should have plenty of flu test kits. If not, somebody's sleeping on the job. So maybe the good to this flu-rona thing, even though we know that COVID and flu can co-infect, maybe what's good to it, good about it, is it reminds us that we probably better test for both. I even suggested that last year that all testing centers during the flu season test for both COVID and flu, because if somebody's COVID negative and flu positive, we could already initiate the antiviral. But also, I don't want people calling into telemedicine saying, I have the flu, give me Tamiflu. They don't, and we're now wasting it. And on top of that, we are building up resistance. We don't have many antivirals. I think we've all established that. And when we do look at the antiviral activity of ivermectin, fluvoxamine, Benadryl, silver, we get called anti-vaxxers, right-wing, whatever people want to call a person who's trying to say, wait, can you kind of look at some of these other studies? So if we at all, and it is being predicted that the H5N1 might be our next pandemic, please don't screw with the Tamiflu, okay? That is, yeah, don't screw with the Tamiflu. So what do you do if you have a co-infection with COVID and flu? Well, if you do, you will be given the antiviral, either Zofluza or Tamiflu for flu. And then in terms of COVID, if the COVID is mild, it'll kind of just make its way out. I mean, in fact, you know, mild COVID, if there's any silver lining, it will hopefully give you that hybrid immunity where in addition to your artificial immunity from vaccines, you get that natural immunity and then you get this super hybrid immunity that they've been talking about. And another study just came out saying that's probably some of the best immunity out there. Not that I want anybody to get this on purpose. I don't trust the virus, but if you get it, that's the silver lining, if there is one. But right now, anybody who's had mild COVID or mild flu, it's mild. Can a co-flu, co-COVID kill you? Yes, because we've had CDC reported deaths already on flu and flu-related COVID. I can't pull up the number. I had it, I think we talked about it. I thought it was about like 1,600 about a few months ago. So I apologize. I don't have it ready to go. And, of course, the Dr. Dahlia Show news team is still sleeping. They are, you know, at home. Yeah, don't ask. So once I get that, I'll tell you. But, I mean, we've had, that's been an issue already. We've had flu and COVID co-infections. Now, another thing we have to, though, also keep in mind is you got to get your pneumonia shot, the pneumonia vaccine. The one complication we're seeing with flu, what kills you when you get the flu? It's not the flu that kills you, it's the pneumonia. So, you know, and your risk of heart attack and your risk of stroke. So we don't want you to get flu. We don't want you to get COVID. We don't want you to get the pneumonia. So that's why vaccines for all three seem to be ideal. I know you guys are like sick of the whole vaccine thing, but we're still recommending vaccines for flu, COVID, and pneumonia. But flu itself, just like, you know, COVID, you could get COVID virus, but what kills you from COVID? Well, it's your immune system build up that cytokine storm, and your immune response is what kills you with the fluid in the lungs. Also, coronavirus could induce you to have blood clots, could also induce heart attack, myocarditis, Guillain-Barré, stroke. So the virus itself, it's your body's response, and that's why we've been vaccinated, because we're trying to control your body's response to it at the same time trying to fight it. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA.
That supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the CDC recommends COVID-19 infected isolation time drop from 10 days to 5 days, Dr. Fauci on MSNBC this week fails to disclose the science behind the decision.
Nothing is going to be 100%, and this is one of those situations when you're dealing with a very difficult situation that we often say you don't want the perfect to be the enemy of the good.
Jerome Adams, a U.S. Surgeon General under President Trump, criticized the CDC decision. Again this week, border guru Vice President Kamala Harris has offered no leadership to the crisis. Customs and Border Protection agents have arrested two convicted sex offenders of children who recently crossed the southern border at Del Rio, Texas. One of the men came from Honduras, the other from Mexico. According to the agency, 1.9 million migrants crossed the border illegally in fiscal 2021. Thanks for listening and a happy new year to you. We are USA Radio News. Ghislaine Maxwell, the former companion to the disgraced money man Jeffrey Epstein, was convicted on Wednesday of conspiring with him for at least a decade to recruit, groom, and sexually abuse underage girls. 60-year-old Maxwell was found guilty on 5 of 6 charges brought against her by a federal court in Manhattan, New York. Ms. Maxwell is the daughter of a British media mogul. Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers is pointing out a double standard the National Football League uses when addressing those that get infected with COVID-19.
Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers is again taking aim at the NFL as COVID cases soar. Rodgers claims the league has a two-class system for players who test positive, treating those who are unvaccinated different from the rest. He made the comments during his weekly appearance on the Pat McAfee Show. Rodgers himself missed a game last month with COVID and admitted to misleading people about being vaccinated. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments. And this was an interesting question I got from Scott. Did I get any Christmas presents that I didn't like that I would want to refund and take back? And I didn't get a lot of Christmas presents this year, so it's okay. Got a lot of chocolate from people. My kids, my husband got me those earbuds. He got me new headphones. He got me some earbuds, iPhone. But my son also got me earbuds, the Jib Jab buds. I don't really know what they're called. So I have a bunch of earbuds, which is really, really good because I use them for work. And then I don't really remember. I know that I got a really beautiful scarf from my son's girlfriend's mom and some cool stuff. So I'm not going back to refund anything or take anything, you know, or return anything. But if you guys did have to return something, there's a kind of an interesting, not so good for stores, but this might actually benefit you. I am hearing that trying to process unwanted Christmas returns is so expensive for online retailers that they might just let you keep it as well as give you the refund. You know, I noticed that with Amazon once. I'm like, okay, you guys gave me the wrong thing. I had wanted vitamins, but I wanted gummies, and they didn't send me the gummies, so they sent me the tablets, and I'm like, I gotta send this back. They're like, just keep it. And then they gave me the refund. I'm like, yeah, but I really don't want these. You know, so I was like, do I donate them? What do I do? And I realized they're just too busy. They probably don't have enough staff. They probably saved them money just going, here, let's just give you the refund. Now, again, don't take advantage of that because I want to, if I really have to refund something with Amazon, do it. But this was an interesting article from Daily Mail saying, processing unwanted Christmas returns are too it's become so expensive. And according to returns processor Optoro, returning a $50 item cost an average of $33, up 59% from 2020, when it cost around $13.53 to do so. So, I mean, it almost doubled, maybe tripled, in order to do this. So a bunch of retailers are telling shoppers to just keep the unwanted gift rather than return it. Now, that doesn't mean if you have a Nintendo or a Oculus or whatever, you're going to, you know, get the hundreds of dollars of refund and keep it. But if it's something small, I think you might be able to keep it. According to CBRE Supply Chain, about 3 in 10 online purchases get returned. Many big retailers already analyze shoppers they suspect of gaming the system by making too many returns or buying goods in the hope of getting to keep them and receive a refund. And attempting to exploit the strange system could result in people being banned from shopping with certain retailers. And I agree, if you're going to try to take advantage, no. But, I have to admit, it is a pain in the butt when you have something and it's wrong. And then I have to find a place to send it back or repackage it. And I can't tell you how many times I just took it in the pants and didn't get the refund or even try because it was too much trouble. So it's kind of nice that there might be that window of opportunity. And let's talk about gifts that stink. How many of you guys got gifts that you didn't want? Interesting. One of you, when I had been talking about gifts that people like that can rock, you know, for Christmas, one of you asked me about the white elephant. I think it's called the white elephant. I think that's where, and I've done this before, where if you have too big office of coworkers or too big an office of family, it's kind of like a Secret Santa, but more fun. But I think there's some problems with it, which is why I don't do the white elephant. So going back a step, Secret Santa was where there were 20 of you in the family or 20 of you in an office. And they're like, look, okay, you are going to get one family member and have to buy a gift for that one family member. And I think what it is you pick a name out of a hat. You know who you're buying the gift for, so you know what they're going to want. But you don't know who's getting you your gift, and it's a Secret Santa. So then Christmas time or holiday party, everybody gives their Secret Santa gift, and hopefully it's really, really cool. So Bob in accounting might be giving it to Bill, and it's neat. Well, what has kind of replaced Secret Santa is White Elephant, I guess. A White Elephant is where you buy, everybody kind of does a gift for like a certain amount of money, $50, whatever, $20, and then you have, everybody draws a number, and that's the number at which they get to go up and get a gift. And all the gifts are like on this table, or all these gifts are, right? So you don't say you're number one. So you go and you get a gift, and you open it up, and you're like, oh my gosh, I actually like it. This is wonderful. So you go, and then you want to leave, and they go, no, you can't leave. Okay? Because number two now gets to go up there and pick a gift. And if they don't like the gift that they opened up, they have an option of keeping that gift or getting yours. So let's say you have a bottle of scotch. And you're like, but I want this bottle of scotch. And they walked up there and they got a candy cane elf. And they don't want a candy cane elf. They will take your bottle of scotch and now you have a candy cane elf. So now you're sitting there going, wait, being number one sucks. And then you're like, well, okay. So now what? You know, so number three comes up there, gets a gift. They like their gift. You're still with the candy cane elf. And then number four goes up there, and you're like, here, do you want this? Do you want this? And they're like, oh, hell no, I got a bottle of scotch too. So but in addition to you maybe being stuck with a gift you don't like, there's a person in that group that gave that candy cane elf. They see your disappointment. They see you trying to give it up and give it away. And so there's somebody going, well, man, this sucks. Now, I understand a lot of people are like, well, good. Okay, that's the negative feedback they need, so they don't, you know, they don't not give a bottle of scotch next time, and they know to give a gift that somebody would want. But it's just really embarrassing if nobody wants your gift. And you aren't supposed to go over. You can't, like, you know, bring an Oculus or, like, a new Nintendo or whatever, because that's not fair. It has to be within that $50 or $20 range. So it's called the white elephant. And then, because it's not online, you really can't take a bet, so you come home. So my husband, with his group, he has a group of guy friends, with his white elephant, he got, and I thought this was the coolest gift ever. This was the coolest gift. He got a box of nudie cards from the 1940s. Apparently, these were what the soldiers used when they went overseas, because I love antiques and I love stuff from the World War II and World War I, but these were World War II little, like half nudie, just like some movies, of pictures that the soldiers could take with them on their, when they went overseas. And it was, I think, in like a little container, and then there was some Jaeger, and I don't drink Jaeger, but I was like, this, and my husband was like, and the guy that brought the Secret Santa, or the white elephant gift, was like, oh man, your wife's gonna kill me. And he's like, you don't understand my wife. This is an antique. And if it's a World War II antique, I thought it was the coolest thing. So I posted a picture, but I put my thumb over the boobie, you know, because I didn't want to put the boobie on social media. People were like, that's the coolest thing ever. So, yeah, I have nudie pictures from the 1940s. I you know, they're women, who cares, but it's an antique. So sometimes you also don't realize, you know, you have an antique. I used to do that. I would give an antique gift. And for somebody who's like, okay, I don't know what I'm doing with this. It's a World War II meta case. There's somebody out there going, I want that. I want that. I want that. And then they can't wait till they're number 33. They go up there, get their gift, they go, I don't care. I want the antique. So I like doing that, you know, because even though, you know, you could say, well, wait a second, you know, isn't that much more than, you know, it's a way to give somebody something a little bit more than that. But anyway, so going back to these retailers kind of having issues, I would, if I were you, you know, still be as honest as possible, ethical, say, look, hi, you know, I really want to take this back. I really don't need this extra thing, or it's the wrong thing. And there might be a chance they might say, you know what, just keep it, or we're going to give you the refund. And so I, you know, don't take advantage, you know, but that could be pretty cool. So yeah, I like getting free money. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so this has been just the... This Ghislaine Maxwell, I hope I'm pronouncing her name right. Actually, I don't care. She's a piece of work and has been found guilty on 5 of 6 counts, may face 65 years of prison. In prison, after a Manhattan jury found her guilty yesterday against for trafficking teens to be abused by the late pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. Just a horrible, horrible case. I can't look at Jeffrey Epstein. I can't look at her. I can't even talk about this. It's so infuriating. But a unanimous jury has found Ghislaine Maxwell guilty of one of the worst crimes imaginable, facilitating and participating in the sexual abuse of children, according to U.S. Attorney for the Southern District, Damian Williams. Crimes that she committed with a longtime partner and co-conspirator, Jeffrey Epstein. The road to justice has been far too long, but today justice has been done. Now, apparently her team is already appealing, and many, legal pundits have been discussing that her case rests on, well, she's being used as a scapegoat because Jeffrey Epstein is dead. But no, because she would take minors and have them travel not only I think within the country, but out of the country to be a part of these acts, these sex acts. She trafficked. These are crimes that she committed. You know, absolutely guilty as charged. Maxwell is 60 years old. The jurors were polled and affirmed their decision on each count. Maxwell actually drank some water from a Fiji bottle. Oh, they get Fiji water? Oh, Fiji is fantastic. Fiji is like the really yummy water. It's like almost as good as Voss. I'm surprised they get that. That's kind of nice. I haven't had Fiji water in a while. Then she was escorted from the courtroom. She looked at her two sisters and brothers that were seated in the front row. And then Maxwell's family issued a statement saying, "We believe firmly in our sister's innocence." Really? "We are very disappointed with the verdict. We have already started the appeal tonight, and we believe that she will ultimately be vindicated. There were 6 days of deliberations with a break for Christmas. The jury sent more than a dozen notes and requested the testimony of all four accusers, as well as other witnesses. And the panel also requested office supplies like post-it notes, white paperboard, and highlighters." Part of me wonders, I don't know if you guys know more about this, is do all the jurors, when it's time for them to deliberate, they want to get home? And they're like, "Guys, guilty, she's guilty, 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 let's go home." And somebody goes, "We can't. If we go home in 2 seconds, there's going to be a poop storm. We have to look like we deliberated." Well, how long do we have to be here? Well, it can't be 2 seconds. And 1 day looks fast. I wonder if they get advised. I don't know. I mean, have any of you sat on a jury like this where they say, "Look, you know, you have to go through these steps," and maybe that's what it is. Rather than somebody saying, "Look, you guys have to make it look like you deliberated for a long period of time," maybe it's, okay, deliberations mean you have to go through these steps. So for the first 2 hours, you guys are going to go through a review of the, that's what I wonder. Because, I mean, I don't understand how it took 6 days. Now, you want a jury to spend the time. You don't want a jury using emotion. That's why when they picked the jury, they had to make sure none were sexual assault victims, traffic victims, you know, could be very objective, as you could be in this horrible situation. But, some of these are such slam dunk cases that you're like, how did it take so many days to deliberate? So prosecutors argue that Maxwell acted as Jeffrey Epstein's madam, recruiting and training four women between 1994 and 2004. They were teenagers. U.S. Attorney Allison Moe said in closing statements, "Maxwell was dangerous. She manipulated her victims and groomed them. She caused deep and lasting harm to young girls. It's time to hold her accountable." And so three of the women, Jane, Kate, and Caroline, testified under pseudonyms for the first name to protect their privacy. Annie Farmer used her real name. Jane said she met Maxwell and Epstein at a music camp when she was 14, was lured back to his Palm Beach mansion, and then the couple started fondling her. She testified that she was 17, or Kate testified she was 17, when Maxwell introduced her to Epstein and asked her to give Epstein a sexual massage. Carolyn testified that she met Epstein and Maxwell when she was 14. She was paid to give massages and to recruit friends that were her age or younger. "The abuse ended when she turned 18. That's when I realized I was too old." Now, Annie Farmer is 42 years old. She met Maxwell when she was 16 and in high school. Her older sister worked for Epstein. The couple flew her to his New Mexico ranch, and then they eventually, again, fondled and then went into some sexual activity. And so, you know, you look at this, and I think one of the scariest things is there's other cases out there, not only with Maxwell and Epstein, but probably a bunch of other couples. I mean, this is, you know, sex with a minor sadly happens too many times, and these minors are being either lured or they're talked into something else, or they're afraid, or they're too embarrassed to say no, or they need money, or that, you know, we're under the assumption that, okay, you know, we found one, that's just it, or other people are like, oh no, we won't get caught. When people do this, they don't even realize sometimes that what they're doing is evil. They think, look, we're into this, you know, they're consenting, these people are saying yes, that's why they're using the terms lure, and even though you're under, when you're trafficked, you're not consenting, and they're making money, or they're this, we're, and it's something that's all, I guess, on the up and up, and it's not. It's not, and people try to justify it, and so bad things like this, I think, happen. I think they're probably even happening now, while we're even speaking of it. And how do you find these people? How do you find these pedophiles? How do you find these madams, or these people that are, I don't know if madam is even the right word, they're calling her that, but, you know, the ones that are the recruiters for the trafficking. Yeah, how do you find these people? And what really, really stinks is a lot of young women will, and teenage girls will look to older women as mentors. And I can't tell you how many times I thought an older woman was somebody I could trust, and they turned out to be one of the worst things for me. And you know, you know, this was a design. This was a choreography. This was intent. And Jeffrey Epstein can't walk up to a teenager, but a strong, successful woman apparently could. And so you just wonder how often this is happening on the high school level, middle school level, grade school level, sports level. What the heck is going on? Just like with the, was it Nasser, the OB-GYN for the Olympics, who was assaulting kids, athletes. I mean, I had two different doctors at two different times very inappropriately touch me. I never made a case. I was too afraid to. But there are people out there that do this all the time. They're both dead now, so I, you know, but I was young, and I was like, that didn't seem right. I told you guys about those stories. And, you know, you know, hopefully she gets what she deserves. I know there's been a lot of talk that she might be able to reduce her sentence by bringing up names. And some of the names of some of the people could be very high profile. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.